today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about hope for Allah. Be with us.
So far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further and further away from you. Ooh, Allah, you brought me home. I thank you with every breath I take.
Today, Thursday, is the 22nd of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of Isfand, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 24th of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Thank you very much for choosing IRIB English Radio, especially this program. Today is special. At the beginning of this program, we'll listen to chapter Al-A'raf from the Holy Quran, verses 55 and 56. Let's listen to them.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ud'u rabbakum tadarru'an wa khufyah. إنه لا يحب المعتدين.
Call upon your Lord in humility and privately. Indeed, He does not like transgressors.
ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها وادعوه خوفا وطمعا إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين.
And cause not corruption upon the earth after its reformation, and invoke him in fear and aspiration. Indeed, the mercy of Allah is near to the doers of good.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
These verses have pointed to the conditions of the perfection of supplication before Allah, as well as its rights and the necessary circumstances of its acceptance. Some of them are as follows. A supplication is better to be accompanied with humiliation. A supplication should be done hidden and aloof from any hypocrisy and dissimulation. It must be performed with both fear and hope and without violating the boundaries of truth. There must not be any form of making mischief in it.
Allahu, 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 Allah, Allah.
On Allah. Prophet of Islam, Hazrat Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, said, If a believer truly knew of the punishment of Allah, no one would accept his paradise. Equally, were a disbeliever to know of the actual mercy of Allah, none would despair of his paradise. It is witnessed as a reality in life that Many neglect good deeds and dare to commit evil and sins, claiming that they trust in the mercy and forgiveness of Allah, the Almighty. Undoubtedly, this is a misunderstanding of the true meaning of hope. There are people whose confidence in forgiveness diverts them from doing what is moral, so much so that they die with no virtues. They proclaim, "We have good expectation of Allah." Surely they are liars, for if they have hope in Him, they would have done good to support their claim.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with having hope in God, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The great divine prophets, all the divine prophets have received some examinations and serious tests, and they underwent serious tests. Imagine the cases of, for example, the prophet Moses, whose wife, children, and family members and close associates, they experienced a very bitter night in cold weather. And at the same time, the prophet Moses wanted to bring them some fire for them in order to warm themselves. At the same time, we find that, for example, the prophet Joseph, Yusuf, as mentioned in the Holy Quran, had similar cases and similar experience. The prophet Joseph, although he was wronged by his brothers, he gave them hope and he never treated them in the way they had treated him. His father, Joseph's father, Jacob, Yaqub, as indicated in the Holy Quran, encouraged the sons that they would certainly receive the divine grace and the divine. So we find that, from the Islamic perspective, we find that even sinners are encouraged not to lose the hope in the character and career of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the exception of the divine prophets, nobody can claim not to have committed any sin. Yet all sinners, these sins never emanate or come from a true and God-given nature. Rather, the sins are effects and manifestations of satanic temptations.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Success and hope for success. Success is attaining which man wills for both moral and material affairs. Of course, success is not due to the mere talent of the person, but it is related to her or his efforts and endeavors. But this way, a virtuous person with a strong willpower and control over the things which enters his heart and mind and his selfish needs will succeed. Man uses all of his mental, psychological, and physical powers in order to succeed. A successful family always controls their child's activities and behavior and supervises him or her with full efforts and spend their time and money to train their children. So they are protected from deviation and error at the hands of friends and become the manifestation of both human and Islamic values.
رب سوى of all power, my need in my darkest hour, my Lord.
On the continuation of today's special, I think it's a good time to look at the tips for remaining hopeful. Our tip for today is trusting in your ability to cope. People are incredibly resilient and cope with much more than they assume they can. After an accident that left him paralyzed, Christopher Reeve showed great insight when he said, "Before a catastrophe, we can't imagine coping with the burdens that might confront us in a dire moment. Then when the moment arrives, we suddenly find that we have resources inside us that we knew nothing about. It is so easy when you are feeling overwhelmed to assume that everything is hopeless and you don't have it in you to pull through. Reminding yourself of all the things you have managed to cope with in the past can help you focus on your resilience and the coping skills you have previously used. Once you have chosen to view your circumstances from a place of hope, it is then necessary to begin to live that hope by setting goals and getting active.
One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam brought three sticks, three pieces of wood. He put two next to each other and one very far. So he said to his companions, "Do you know what this is?" They said, "No, ya Rasulullah." He said, "This is your life. This is your akhirah." They're right next to each other. They said, "What is that wood?" The one that is very far. He said, "That is your hope. Your hope tells you you're going to live so far away, but it's a mirage. Your dunya and akhirah are very close to each other. Bring your hope close as well. Don't keep your hope so far away." Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullahi alayhi says, "لو رأى العبد أجله وسرعته إليه أبغض الأمل." He says, if Allah were to give us the ability to see our fate, to see our destiny, to see the day we'll depart to this life, we'll despise hope. We'll know that hope has made it extremely hard to understand reality. Anhu alayhi salam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, another tradition says, "Al-amal yunsi al-ajal." When you have a lot of hope, you forget that there is an ajal. You forget that there is an end. You forget that there is a destiny. You forget that there is death. You forget that there is a grave. You forget that there is a trial and a qiyamah. Constantly being hopeful towards the dunya. One day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Oh Musa, do not have so much hope in this life." Musa says, "Why, ya Allah?" He says, "Because when you have so much hope in life, your heart becomes hardened. And those who have hardened hearts are not close to their Lord. Therefore, continue to say that life does not last. Don't be so hopeful in the glory of this life. Don't put all your hope and all your faith in this life that does not last."
On this episode of today's special, we spoke about hope for Allah, and generally our topic was about hope. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic. Till then, fi amanah.
From the wind to the trees, to the buzzing of the bees, ya Rabbil Alameen, your creation is a dream. From the stars to the moon, your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer. Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahim, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahim. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, alayhi salatullah, alayhi barakatullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, alayhi salatullah.